I mean, everybody loves casinos.
That sounds great.
It's pretty great.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Sorry, that was completely the wrong intro. Here we go.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
All right, that feels a little better. All right.
Take that, 401k.
All right. Well, I, of course, am Chuck, and you are Dave, and this is the Bets and Quotes podcast, and everything is fucked right now, but you know what? It's all good. We're here to entertain you. Hopefully, we could do some of that tonight. We were going to drop the special Vegas preview episode tonight, and that didn't happen, so we're going back to work for you guys. If we don't entertain you, the clips that we have from Down Memory Lane later on most definitely will. Dave, I know it's disappointing that the Vegas isn't happening next week, but quite frankly, the right call, although made way too late. But Vegas is going to happen when it happens, and it will be just as fun.
It will. You know, Vegas is always there. Obviously, once all the sports got canceled and, you know, buffets started getting canceled and all this other stuff kept falling apart, I don't know why we'd want to go to Vegas, especially and put ourselves in a dangerous situation. So I'm honestly glad. You know, I think there's like 6 or 7 stages to or steps to
the whole grieving process.
Yeah, the grieving process. So I was so mad when you texted me and said, I don't think this is happening. There's no way. And that was even before like the basketball tournament got canceled and everything. And I'm like, come on, Chuck. Like my heart was still 100% in it. And then I think it was like 2 days later, I'm like, yeah, they just need to hurry up and cancel this shit because there's no way this is happening. So glad it finally got canceled.
Absolutely. And we definitely do not want to be downers or anything like that because there's enough of that every day. So we're just going to have fun tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not going to, I'm making a Bets and Quotes commitment here that tonight we are not going to use the C word.
Wait, cock?
No, the C word, Chuck.
Oh, the other, because I was going to say, if we're not allowed to say cock on the podcast, we might have to stop right now.
Yeah, we're definitely, cock is very acceptable on our podcast, but we will not be saying the other C word.
And we won't be calling anything a C palace, as Sauce likes to do when he's losing.
No, we will definitely not do that.
All right, guys. Well, sit back. Hope you enjoy this episode. We are going to do a bets update. We're going to do the quotes of the week. We're actually going to play with our sponsor, the Binge Kill Chill game. The theme this week was Vegas, so it will be a little bit Vegas theme, but you know,
too soon.
Just a little tip of the hat, but that's what they want to do. So we will do that for you this week. On your thoughts, this is what you want to stick around for. It's great. And I'm just going to say, we're just going to call it soda for now. So stick around for soda on the Your Thoughts segment. And then we got quotes, notes, and we'll revisit our Power Trip trivia question. We're going to keep that open for one more week for you guys. So we'll refresh you on that one as well. Let's get started, as always, with the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Betts, though.
Where's Power Trip Betts when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Betts.
Is Power Trip Betts drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, so another week with no new bets, but there is a little bit of developing news, and it kind of goes along with the Vegas trip cancellation. So you might remember the bet was Sauce said that Gronk would unretire before Power Trip Vegas 2020. And this looked to be an absolute, you know, done deal. Corey had the bet won. But with the Power Trip trip getting delayed until later this year, it opens up just a slight window. Now, I know Gronk's doing the wrestling thing and Brady's in Tampa and all that. Yeah. Is it 0% though? No, nothing's ever 0%. It probably would have been 0% had we gone next week. But the bet stays open because the deadline has moved. So Sauce gets a touch of a reprieve. But Dave, I got to figure this is less than 1% that Gronk unretires.
Yes, as Corey famously said, it's never zero, but it's probably as close to zero. But it's not dead. Everybody, hold your tickets. I can hear a PA saying that at a photo finish at Canterbury Park this summer, hopefully. Hold your tickets.
Hold your tickets, please. So that is the only ticket that you're holding right now. Everything else, of course, is on pause right now, but we'll get back at it, and hopefully the guys will find other things to bet on soon. That'll do it for the bets update. Let's have a word from our sponsor.
Hey guys, I have a brand new podcast to tell you about. It's called Binge Kill Chill. Binge Kill Chill is a podcast all about the streaming world, from The Mandalorian to Stranger Things to all the new stuff coming, like HBO Max and Peacock. Binge Kill Chill is hosted by TC, a Twin Cities OG, and his British co-host who looks like Sweetums from The Muppets. It's not a good look, but thankfully, TC still has that Minnesota sexiness going on. Check it out on Spotify, Apple, or Google. We guarantee it doesn't suck.
All right, and in keeping with the theme of Binge Kill Chill, we are going to play a game of Binge Kill Chill right now. We're going to use the movies Ocean's 11, The Hangover, and Casino. So you have to, Dave, you have to binge one of those movies. You have to chill to one of those movies, and then you have to kill one of those movies. So obviously binge is kind of like marry, and kill is kill, and then chill would kind of be like fuck. So so that's your three choices, and the movies again are Casino, The Hangover, and Ocean's 11. So why don't you give me your order?
All right, well, I'm gonna start with Casino as my kill. You know, I would probably absolutely love the movie if I've like actually seen the whole thing, but I've only seen bits and pieces of it. So by process of elimination, I'm gonna kill that one. I guess if I'm going for, Ocean's 11 is one of my favorite movies of all time. So I am going to binge Ocean's 11, and I'm gonna chill with The Hangover. And The Hangover is a great movie, all time classic. Yeah, I'd love to chill with The Hangover.
All right. Well, that is that's a good order. It's going to be slightly different than my order because we'll just start with The Hangover. My all-time favorite comedy. One of the greatest movies I've ever seen. And Hangover 2 and Hangover 3 did nothing to diminish my love for The Hangover. So I am definitely going to binge The Hangover. And I have been binging The Hangover here recently. as far as chill, it's a really, really tough choice between Casino and Ocean's 11. I mean, either way, you are cutting out one of the greatest, not only Vegas movies, but just one of the greatest movies, in my opinion. Given the fact that there is Ocean's 13 and then, to a lesser degree, Ocean's 12, I think if I had to kill one of them, I would kill Ocean's 11. Just for the simple fact I could still enjoy Ocean's 12 and 13. So maybe a little bit of cheating there, but part of my reasoning, because I just don't feel like I could kill Casino. Casino is one of the legendary, legendary movies, and it's so good. It's so well done, and it's very old school Vegas. So, I am going to go ahead and chill with Casino.
They're memorable, they're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Yes, yes. It is time for the quotes of the week, bitch.
And we will
start. Got to add a bitch in there. It makes quotes a little more spicy.
I know our listeners love that.
Of course. Who doesn't love a good bitch in there? We will start at number three with electric horsey owner Paul meets us, Lambert.
I wonder if you shared the same gals.
1,000.
I'm just playing the odds.
Hockey and PA are 1,000% Eskimo brothers.
I need to write him an apology then.
You know, PA and Hogsley do kind of seem like they would bang in the same circles, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a pretty big overlap on the old Venn diagram.
And it was actually pretty cool to hear that they told the story before, but that PA and Chris lived down the street from each other out in California before they even knew each other. That was kind of interesting.
I could just see Chris, because remember, he had to drum up all the support for the band and stuff like that. So they, you know, they were passing out flyers and talking to people on the streets and stuff. And I could just picture Chris standing on a street corner with a flyer to a Rise concert, handing it out to everybody and handing one to PA going, "Hey, man, you want to come to our Rise concert on Friday night?" And PA grabbing one, just looking at him and going, "Yeah, that."
And he goes, "Oh, my God, Wobby."
Yeah, Wobby's 2 feet behind getting the next flyer, so
yeah, that little baby, yeah, that. Okay, all right, we got off track there. All right, good quote there from Meat Sauce. Next up, we have a man who aspires to wear skirts. Of course, at number two, it's Chris Hockey.
Who would like to sponsor nap from noon to 3 o'clock, get up and do nothing, and complain and worry all day?
Probably Sleep Number.
Yeah.
Lawyer Lambert's been sponsoring it for years.
Okay.
Genius. I'm sure old Lawyer Lambert, Jeff Lambert, got a good laugh out of that one.
Yeah, too soon. Once again. Yeah.
Way too soon. All right, and finally, the number one quote of the week goes to Wiglow Metal's favorite swinger. Of course, it's Christopher Allen Hockey.
Yeah. Bo Pepper better.
Pepper.
You want him to change his last name to Pepper.
You know what? Dr. Pepper comes in a bottle.
Why?
That's private.
His wife left him.
Oh my God.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that was just so good. I laughed my ass off. Now, I don't know if that's his joke or not. I didn't even check the source, but either way, that's the first time I've heard it, and that was just hilarious from Hawk.
That definitely seems like a Grandpa Vernie joke to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, although there's no racial slurs or anything too greasy in it, but yeah, it definitely is up Mr. Vernie's alley.
Indeed.
All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. This week on Your Thoughts, we are going to go down memory lane with a very fun... what turned into a multi-segment kind of theme for the day. And then we're also going to have quotes notes as well. So let's get started.
Down memory lane we go.
All right. Well, about 5.5 years ago, there was a What Really Matters that definitely kind of derailed the show. You know, they usually do What Really Matters about 6:40 every morning. And the subject matter that came up just sort of took over the show for the rest of the day. And so I grabbed some different clips from throughout the show so we can kind of see how this progresses. And again, like I said at the top, we're just calling this soda for now. We'll let you discover what soda is actually all about.
Yeah. 6 or 7 years, probably, something like that.
This is my favorite ever, What Really Matters.
Can't be.
What I'm about to tell you, it's my favorite ever.
No way.
Yes.
Touch it.
Okay.
The ancient Egyptians had proctologists.
What the hell?
The ancient Egyptian word for a proctologist translates to shepherd of the anus. It made my butt itch. I'm not kidding you. My butt itches, and I don't know why.
Was that a voice from above? Shepherd of the anus?
Yeah. Shepherd of the anus.
That's a walk-off right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think we do it again.
So the guy would wake up, Corey, yes, not to interrupt you.
No. Yeah.
And look at his wife and say,
"Yes.
I'm feeling a little cross downstairs. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to walk on down to the shepherd of the anus." Oh, you mean Lou? Yeah, I'm gonna go see Lou. The anus shepherd.
Lou the anus shepherd.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, that adds a little bit more there that Lou is the name of Corey's dad, of course, our number one supporter here.
Of course.
Shepherd of the anus, you say, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, when I hear the word shepherd, I get a much different visual in my mind than the old shepherd of the anus.
Yes.
And yeah, Chris was very much impressed with that terminology, as you will soon see.
Shepherd of the Anus. That's, I would put that on a business card.
What a great name for a band.
Great way to pick up chicks at a bar. Yeah, Shepherd of the Anus would be a great like death metal band. Or like a flute solo band. Hi, we're Shepherd of the Anus. Here's our flute solo. We are done. We were Shepherd of the Anus.
How could it be a solo if it's we?
That's a terrible.
Because it's,
I mean,
he and the flute.
Very short.
There's a. It's, oh, the royal. We. It's the royal we.
The royal we?
It's a Big Lebowski reference.
Hold my on. Gosh. Yeah, normally I'm the meat sauce translator. Yeah, I am not, getting, not
I got
with
that.
You today.
I do. I really want to hear more from Shepherd of the Anus. Could you give us a little more?
Yeah. Hi, we're Shepherd of the Anus. We came all the way from London, and we're here to sing some songs for you. Our first song is called Pink Sock of Death. And it's a little number like this. That was Pink Sock of Death. We are Shepherd of the Anus.
We got that.
Oh my God. I love it. You know, most bands might announce their name once or twice. I think Sauce announced his band name about four times during that little segment.
Yeah, it's a solo flute band. Yes, we are. We are Shepherd of the Anus.
Yeah, it's kind of a wide disparity to go from a heavy metal, death metal band to yeah. a solo flute band. But
I mean, I think it works either way.
Definitely kind of does. So, well, again, the Shepherd of the Anus continued to be a highlight of the morning for everyone.
But what really matters, though, is this.
I don't think you guys like it as much as I do.
No, I'm fascinated by it.
Shepherd of the Anus is brilliant.
How did they use the word shepherd, though? Is it just somebody that watched over things?
Yes, that's exactly right. He watches over your anus.
Hey, Bill, you want to see it again? Yep. All right. I'm watching over you. So Santa Claus watches you, and then Shepherd of the Anus watches your anus?
I just, you know what I think is fascinating is, this isn't that. You know, there were kids, like, They were born to do something, mm-hmm. right? And you know that there were kids who, from the time they were three, wouldn't stop looking at anuses, right?
This is what I want to do with my life.
And
I don't want to build
their
pyramids.
Their mom was like, you were born to look at anus.
Yep.
You know what you are? You're a shepherd of the anus.
You know, some unbelievably disappointed dad is like, yeah. I wanted him to build pyramids. Yep. All my son wants to do is look at anus.
Yep. He could have been the next Sphinx, and now he looks at anus.
I like it this scenario. His name is now Bill, according to Meat Sauce. Hey, Bill, you want to see it again?
I just... Maybe it's kind of the bitch theory with the word anus. They just keep saying anus, and I just keep laughing.
And occasionally it becomes a noose. So
right.
I think that's more the hockey pronunciation is a noose. All right. Well, yeah, they continue to be obsessed.
What do you want to be, Hermie?
A shepherd of the anus.
You were born to be shepherds of the anus.
Everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. All tonight, right. You become shepherd. Greatest anus shepherd of all time.
Yeah, there had to be one that was like the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the Michael Jordan of yeah, shepherds
right.
of
had,
the anus.
Yeah, there had to be like the Dave Ryan of the shepherds.
Like King Tut, right? King Tut.
But back then, anuses couldn't have been that ravaged. You know?
Oh, they had to be horrible. Are you
well, no,
me?
Not like they are today. With the stuff that goes on today.
Didn't,
the first internet, of all, chat that rooms. Stuff went on back then as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but not to the and extent.
No, dude, worse. And just think about it. They didn't have soft toilet paper. They were wiping with leaves.
And somewhere Herb Brooks is rolling over in his grave, having his quotes bastardized for the shepherd of the anus.
If we shepherd their anuses 10 to 9 times. I want to know who the goat of the shepherds, who's the goat shepherd of the anus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, apparently it could have been Bill, but... it's just like there had to have been that one guy where it was just like, yeah, this is what I do, and you know, he could detect just the slightest difference between different anuses, and yeah. Oh my goodness. Just a whole lot of fun on this show. And like I said, it didn't just end with the whole What Really Matters segment. It was pervasive throughout the episode for like the next 2 hours, because of course Hockey kept bringing it up any chance he got.
We went 10 minutes talking about Shepherd of the Anus. And that's what we do for a living. And I'm laughing.
Teaching, and in a way, we are teaching the public about, you know, ancient Egyptian culture.
Is there such a thing as water cooler talk anymore? Because you know that is going to be water cooler for a couple people.
Oh, yeah. Well,
did you hear what happened on the power trip today? Shepherd of the Anus.
Well, somebody brought this up on an email, too. You know those soda socials?
Yeah.
They were wondering if soda was an acronym for Shepherd of the Anus.
Oh, my gosh, that's it?
You should have a soda social.
That's really
I think we
great.
Have one Friday.
What time will that be?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
I have one every weekend. What time is yours?
I have one about twice a day.
I'm legitimately bothered by how fascinated I am by...
You are.
I really am.
Chris came
me.
In during the, right when the commercial break started. He came in and he goes, why am I the only one that really thinks this is interesting? We're like, no, we do too.
Well, the show derailed because of it. Everyone was interested in it.
Yeah.
Sauce did 8 minutes of looking out to his left, I assume.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, looking out the window.
It's going to make me think twice the next time I see a tweet from Soda Stick.
Yeah. Oh, man. That should be a t-shirt there. A throwback when we start that Power Trip t-shirt company.
Right.
Yeah. SOTA, Shepherd of the Anus.
the Shepherd of the Anus stick, the new series from Soda Stick. Oh my! Oh, and also, you know, next time if you're ever at a Gopher hockey game and they score a goal when they're doing the little soda at the end of the little chant there, might make you think twice about what they're talking about. So. Oh my, not that you're going to be in any Gopher hockey games, but...
all 800 people that are there.
All right, well, our listeners are genius, Rubes in general are genius, and thankfully the Rubes decided to get a little bit involved with the old Shepherd of the Anus, of course.
I love it because our listeners are just as, they're hilarious. Like Ed says, Egyptians also had plumbers and they called them turd herders.
Okay.
And, okay. Anyway, they're funny. Our listeners are funny.
You guys didn't pay a lot of money.
Turd herders is hilarious.
That is funny.
So, Sauce liked the term turd herders as well. So, bravo on that one. So, so hopefully you have enjoyed this little trip down memory lane with the old Shepherd of the Anus. And I guarantee you, if you ever brought this up to like Corey, Chris, or Saz, they would have no idea what you're talking about because they don't remember the show. So just one of those hilarious bits that took over a show and then was quickly forgotten in their minds. So.
Oh, man. That was good.
It always does crack me up how many times they will like legitimately forget about something until like they hear an audio clip about it or whatever. But I mean, it makes sense, man. They're doing so many shows every single day and they're just thinking about the next show. They don't really have time to, I mean, obviously they're not sitting there podcasting their own show. So, definitely makes sense that they're not gonna remember everything, but yes, hope you enjoyed that little trip down memory lane. Now it's time for quotes, notes. Dave, what do you got?
My name is Quotes.
No.
I will give you notes. It's time for Quotes, Notes. Will you remember?
Oh.
right. Well, the first one I have this week is that Chris Hockey mentioned that his name in his Spanish class was Fernando.
I just wanted to
chime in and say that mine was jalapeno. Thought I was pretty funny by doing that. Chuck, did you have your own name in Spanish class?
I absolutely did. I went more traditional. I went Carlos, which is kind of a derivative of Charles or Chuck. So, yeah. But I will 100% agree with them. When they were talking about the hottest teacher, every single one of theirs came down to either an English teacher or a Spanish teacher. The two hottest teachers I ever had, an English teacher. And then in college, it was number one with a bullet, Professora Rubio. So, definitely. And it was the best. Let me just say that it was very, I had already had a lot of Spanish and it was like a very basic level. So I was, you know, I had to pretend to ask for a lot of help from Professora Rubio. And, it was definitely the right class. It was so funny because like some friends I had, they were like, "Hey, you got to take Spanish, but when you do, sign up for Rubio's class. She'll thank me." And I'm like, "All right." So I signed up for Rubio's class and thanks, guys.
Well, Pete Bursich, you just stepped on my touchdown call because the next one I had was Carly. Carly was bringing up that same topic and she couldn't think of the name of her teacher. Well, I went to St. Cloud Tech, which is the same high school she went to. So from her brief description, I figured that it was Mrs. Esser, now Blair, and she was an English teacher and also my homeroom teacher. So shout out St. Cloud Tech.
Yeah, those English teachers, something about it, you know. I concur because the runner up to Professor Rubio was my high school English teacher. So yep, totally agree.
Shout out Miss Rubio and shout out Miss English teacher.
See.
All right, next in the sports betting abyss, I found that the UFC had live fights in Brazil on Saturday on ESPN Plus. So naturally I had to put some money on that. It actually did really well. Made about seven and a half units, so that was very fun. I lost
the only one I did, so I'm off the UFC bandwagon. I'm gonna go for the virtual camel racing that they're doing on one of the sports books, so seems like a much better option for me.
Ooh, I like that a lot. I mean, it was very random to watch UFC on a Saturday afternoon because I think it started at 2:00 and there's no spectators in the crowd. It was just very random, but it was fun to watch some sports, if only for a day. But next one I have up is thank you, Rosie, for saying Pearl Necklace on Tuesday. I'm sure that clip will be on heavy rotation on the button bar coming up. So that was thank you, Rosie. I appreciate that. All right, Chuck, it's time to play Good News, Bad News with Tommy Olsen. Do you want the good news first or the bad news?
We're trying to get rid of the bad news as quickly as we can, so bad news first.
Okay. Well, it works out better in the other order, but all dine-in restaurants in Minnesota are closed for this foreseeable future.
And pretty much everywhere, because Iowa was the same way, and Missouri, and it's pretty ubiquitous at this point.
All right. Well, good news. He got a sponsor for his Thursday night dinner club. Grey Duck Vodka stepped up to the plate after he begged on the radio in Tommy's Takes last week, basically. But so whenever restaurants are back open, their dinner club definitely has a sponsor.
Now, what is your level of awkwardness with the whole vodka thing that goes on with KFAN? Because you got Greenway pimping Grey Duck Vodka, and you got Parrish with Northland Vodka. Now, this is direct competition between two professional former athletes in the state of Minnesota, both of which have a presence on KFAN. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like one of those things where you almost got to take a side, and, you know, everybody at KFAN seems to kind of walk the line there. It's like, hey, we support you, Chad, let's retweet you, and then, oh, Parrish, Northland Vodka is the best. I'm gonna put my stake in the ground and say, screw Greenway, I'm on Team Parrish, Northland Vodka for the win.
I'm 1,000,000% on Team Northland Vodka. Gotta support Parrish. who supports the Huskies. You know, he gave me a bottle of, for free. I love Parrish. So until Grey Duck ups the ante, we are on Team Northland Vodka here on Bets and Quotes.
Absolutely.
All right, Chuck. Well, I found something for us to bet on. I saw via Twitter someone from Odd Shark, Pamela Milano.
Is this the Pornhub thing?
Yes, it is. Okay. So desperate times call for desperate measures here. But I saw that we can bet on whether Pornhub will be in the top 10 websites searched in the month of March. So yes is plus 250 and no is minus 290. Chuck, which side would you be on?
Well, I mean, Sauce and Hockey might get it into the top 10 on their own, let alone the rest of Power Trip Nation. I mean, plus 250, you know, the only thing holding me back on that is that, you know, people's social distancing didn't really start until about the middle of the month. So you're only getting about half the month of March on that. So that's, you know, I don't know. I still think plus 250 is a decent value for that. I would, yeah, I'd take the plus 250 on that.
Yeah, I would be as well, just because, you know, it's fun and, you know, life's better with money on the line, and it's kind of fun cheering for the underdog. And I mean, there are a lot of other websites being searched right now, obviously, with people trying to get news and with, you know, figuring out health things with their, you know, medical insurance and all this blah, blah, blah. But let's go with it being in the top 10 plus 250.
Definitely. And, you know, Corey, a lot of times will talk about, you know, bets that you can directly influence, you know, or that you can actually be a part of. This is one. I mean, bet on the yes and go make it happen.
Yep. It's kind of a control your own destiny bet there. I love it.
Yep.
All right. Last one I have is I truly love the when hockey opens the show right before the comedians kind of gives us all like a sentimental message in the morning, and you know, it's kind of uplifting, and I really appreciate it, especially in these tough times right now. And it's just a great way to start the day, you know, at 5:30 in the morning. So appreciate that, Hawk. I hope you keep doing it.
I do want him to throw one, just like one that's like completely negative, like you're worthless, get out of bed, you lazy piece of ass.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, asshole, get out of bed.
Just to see if people are paying attention.
Right. All right, Tenneby, get in the shower, start washing your bag.
That's right.
All right, that's all I got.
All right, well, last week we gave you a trivia question, and we're going to keep it open for one more week, so you got one more week to get your answers in. We've got a few answers so far, and several people have already given us the correct answer, so if you would like to join them and have a random chance at a free drink whenever I'm allowed out of my house again, answer this question. Superstar Mike Morris gave Corey two options for a nickname on his first day at KFAN. Outside of the name he chose, Sludge, what was the other name he got to choose from? So if you know the answer to that, email powertripbets@gmail.com, and we will draw a winner from all the correct entries next week. We will be back next week, obviously, with all the plans changing and everything like that. So we'll be back on schedule next week. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.
We got each other, sharing the laughter and love.